Welcome to day 27 of the Art of Ritual Meditation course. As always, see if you can resolve to drop everything. There is nothing worth thinking about. Simply connect with experience in this moment. Feel the weight of your body, the energy of it. Notice the changes in light in your visual field, even with your eyes closed. And be attentive to the rising and passing away of each thought, whether it's auditory or visual. Our relationship to thought is perhaps the most important relationship we have to anything. It really determines everything about our minds and our lives. It determines the way we feel. It determines the goals to which we strive. It determines what we do in relationships. And in meditation, we begin to discover that there's a difference between letting thought pass like a wave gently beneath us without any real implication, or finding ourselves right in the strike zone and getting hit with the full force of each wave. So in this practice, we're learning to get out of the strike zone as quickly as possible, and ultimately, perhaps, to stay out of it altogether. And then we can ride those waves with equanimity. The moment you notice that you're lost in thought, that thought has crept up on you unawares and captured your attention, gather yourself, look into the thought itself, and look for the thinker. And if there's any judgment there or frustration that you've, so to speak, failed or gotten distracted, notice that that too is just a thought. This is the practice, to continually break the spell, to wake up again and again. It's not about getting rid of thoughts. Notice this feeling of being located, this sense that there is a center to consciousness. that too must be an appearance within the field of consciousness. It must be born of some feeling. It has some experiential signature. Otherwise, you would never imagine that you feel it, or that your awareness of each moment is structured in this way. What is the feeling of self, and where is it? Again, notice this next thought arise, whatever it is. Could be your reaction to what I'm saying to you now, or a grocery list, or an old memory, or you judging yourself about your practice in this moment. Gaze into your visual field and notice if you feel that you are on the other side gazing at it, that there's a here and a there, a subject and an object. If so, look for the subject. Gaze into space and look for the one who is gazing. And relax. If you feel any sense of struggle or of tension, suddenly recognize that feeling as an appearance in consciousness. Consciousness is already relaxed. It already transcends its content. It must be, by definition, greater than that which it contains. You don't even have to relax to be free of this tension or restlessness or whatever it is you feel. Just drop back and recognize that you are the space in which all of this is simply appearing and changing and disappearing moment to moment. In the final minute of the session, drop all efforts, rest your mind, and notice whatever it is that you notice. Okay. Well, once again, thank you for the efforts that you're making here. And as you go about your day, see if you can find brief moments to reawaken the kind of care and clarity that you may be touching in these sessions. Occasionally, just pause before starting the next thing. Pause when you're sitting down at your desk or to get into a car or on the couch, or you begin to eat. pick up your phone. It can be less than a second. But in these transitional moments, see if you can recognize that you're conscious and that everything is appearing on its own. That there's experience and it's always changing. Give yourself half a dozen moments of mindfulness throughout the day. In any case, I'll see you back soon for the final session of the Art of Ritual Meditation course.